Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Christian Manifesto. Today, episode number 28. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Torch Leadership Foundation. Pastor and Christian philosopher and visionary Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer warned us and created the war plan that we as Christians need today to deal with a society that is increasingly moving away from God, the Bible, and moral principles. And quite frankly, common sense. He wrote a Christian manifesto over 33 years ago, and its words are just as relevant today as they were back then. Our Christian manifesto today passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is Psalm 85:6, which reads, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Our Christian manifesto today quote is from W. Pratney. He said, "Revival brings back a holy shock to apathy and callousness." Beloved, in this podcast, we are using as our text a Christian manifesto by Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer goes on to deal with revival, revolution, and reform, part one. He says, as we turn to the evangelical leadership of this country, in the last decades, unhappily, we must come to the conclusion that often it has not been much help. It has shown the mark of a platonic, overly spiritualized Christianity all too often. Spirituality to the evangelical leadership often has not included the lordship of Christ over the whole spectrum of life. Spirituality has often been shut up to a very narrow area, and also very often among evangelicals, including evangelical leaders, it seems that the final end is to protect their own projects. I am not saying all, by any means, but all too often that has been the case. I am again asking the question, why have we let ourselves go so far down the road? And this is certainly one of the answers. Now, you must remember, this is a rather new phenomenon. The old revivals are spoken about so warmly by the evangelical leadership, yet they seem to have forgotten what those revivals were. Yes, the old revivals in Great Britain, in Scandinavia, and so on, and the old revivals in this country did call, without any question and with tremendous clarity, for personal salvation through Jesus Christ. But they also called for a resulting social action. Read the history of the old revivals. Every single one of them did this, and there can be no greater example than the great revivals of John Wesley, 1703 1791, and George Whitefield, 1714 to 1770. Concerning Wesley, Dr. Howard A. Snyder says, migration to the cities had produced a new class of urban poor in Wesley's day. The Industrial Revolution was in full swing, fired by coal. When Wesley preached to the Kingswood colliers, he was touching those most cruelly victimized by industrialization. Yet his response among the coal miners was phenomenal. And Wesley worked tirelessly for their spiritual and material welfare. Among other things, he opened free dispensaries, set up a kind of credit union. Pardon me, and established schools and orphanages. His ministry branched out to include lead miners, iron smelters, brass and copper workers, quarrymen, shipyard workers, farm laborers, prisoners, and women industrial workers. To all these people, the victims of society, Wesley offered the good news of Jesus Christ. But he did more. He formed them into close-knit fellowships where they could be shepherded and where leaders could be developed, and he worked to form, or rather reform, the conditions under which they lived. His efforts went beyond welfare to include creative economic alternatives. Through his pointed and prolific writings, he agitated for major reforms. He was convinced that the making an open stand against all ungodliness and unrighteousness which overspreads our land as a flood is one of the noblest ways of confessing Christ in the face of his enemies. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live until next week, we will continue looking at the topic of revival, revolution, and reform in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bring back the revivals of John Wesley upon our country so that millions would hear the gospel and be saved and their lives changed forever. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray it. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean, wicked, hateful people and murderers and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, I am sure you know what a liar is, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. That whosoever, that word whosoever is an old English word, that means anybody at any time believeth in him. That is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. Perish where? Perish in hell. Forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans Chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. It goes on, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and his word. God bless you.